This is Heavy Conversation with Bruce and Jody, a podcast where we talk about being a big guy in today's world.
I'm Bruce.
And I'm Jody. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, Bruce.
Hi, Jody.
How's it going?
It's good. It's good. Man, it's been a couple weeks, but here we are.
Woo.
Yep. I had a cough for like way too long. Like it's been the sickness. Yeah, it's been like a month or so, and I got sick and I just felt horrible and I was coughing, couldn't breathe, couldn't talk. Then it started to go away, and we took this spring break trip to Bend. Woo. And yeah, and as soon as we got there, started feeling not great again. I think it was something else this time.
Yeah.
But this is the first day where I've been like really able to speak full sentences without coughing. I say that, but I'll definitely be coughing.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, yes. Yeah,
life keeps coming at us, throwing
does
all kinds of stuff our way.
Yep.
I've been dealing with, I tweaked my back like a couple weeks ago. Oof. Been dealing with sciatic pain, which I don't wish that on anyone, because it's just bolts of lightning going up and down your leg and up into your spine. And yeah, today I'm like, the other day it finally started, you know, relaxing, but now the muscles in my leg are really tight. So yeah, you know, and just had a birthday, turned 45.
Happy birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
You know, that was fun when I couldn't walk.
Oh,
I was like, well, you know, this isn't depressing at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Getting older and I can't walk and this and that, you know.
Well, that kind of works its way in your head. Right?
Birthdays are always like, that's the, like New Year's, I'm not as, you know, not quite as like, what is it? Not sentimental, but like self-reflective or whatever. But on my birthday, those are the times I'm like, is this where I wanted to be?
Sure.
Is this where I thought I was going to be when I turned 45 or whatever it
right,
is?
Right, right.
You know, you know, I don't know about anyone else, but I judge myself against others too much.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like where they are, different, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's another weird birthday. And then eclipse. I'm like, Mercury in retrograde. And eclipse. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. Did you see the eclipse?
No, it was cloudy day.
Overcast.
Here in Portland.
Yeah.
I did see a meme. It was like all the different dates of the eclipse, and it was just cloudy days in Portland.
Right. Yeah.
This is the eclipse on this year.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen.
No luck. Yeah.
No.
Well, that's how it goes.
I think maybe I was getting a coffee when it was happening, because some lady was like kind of freaking out, and I was like, you're not, it's cloudy. What are you gonna do? Gonna run out into the middle of the street and stare up into the sky?
Yeah, I was inside.
Is it the rapture? What's happening?
Yeah, I was inside, and I think I might have noticed that it got a little darker, but I felt like, you know, it was cloudy that day, so I didn't feel like it was anything major, and I didn't pay attention. But I think I had heard that it was, that we weren't going to see very much.
Yeah, not much.
Yeah, so I didn't pay much attention.
I think there was one. The one before that was pretty good here, I think.
Yeah.
It was more of a West Coast-y thing, maybe. I don't know.
If we get them in the summer, that's that's about the time that, you know, we can actually see something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, that's what's been going on over here. That's been fun.
Yeah.
We were thinking about possibly doing a little, I don't know if we want to call it self-reflection, but like, how are we feeling? How are we doing, and like,
right,
how are we feeling about our bodies, and what are we doing about that, or maybe what are we not doing about that, and
right. Yeah. Yeah, right
a very general discussion, because I've been thinking about that personally, about like, okay, I've been dealing with the sciatic issue, okay, you know, and then you go down the rabbit hole of watching videos and things, and you should do this thing. Oh, you got to do these things. And you're like,
totally.
What the hell do I actually need to do?
Sure. And all of those things kind of hit you, and you just feel like, you know, it's easy to not feel as great about your body, not feel as great about yourself and kind of where you're at. But definitely, I think when it comes to body image, getting older, you start to notice more things, and it can be more difficult sometimes to, you know, appreciate yourself and feel good about your body like maybe you did when you were younger. You know, think about me in my 20s, and it was just like totally different world. That, you know, I didn't have any of the hang-ups really, you know, that now that I'm an older gentleman, a man of age, yes, distinguished gentleman, that, you know, sometimes those things come up. There are things that, you know, I don't love, things that I struggle with. But, you know, for the most part, it's, I don't know. It kind of comes and goes in waves, you know. Yeah, I think I just try to kind of take it day by day. And if it's something that's really, you know, that really sticks with me, like one thing that really has been, that's really, that I don't love is like my upper legs, you know, the skin on my upper legs kind of, you know, you get a little more cushion there, a little more skin. It kind of folds in weird ways, and I don't love that.
Okay.
Don't love it. So, you know, that's probably the biggest thing that I struggle with, I think, you know.
Your upper thighs.
Yeah, yeah. I don't love them. Okay. I don't love them. So yeah, it makes me not want to, you know, I need to not skip leg day. You know. Yeah, I don't know. That kind of stuff. It's like, when you look in the mirror, I generally, when I look in the mirror, I feel pretty good about what I see. I would say the only other thing that really gets me is, especially this year, it's really hit me hard, is like my hair. I'm just like not loving my hair. I've always had really fine hair.
Yeah.
So it's not like I don't have I mean, if you listen to the show, you know this, because somehow this comes up every episode, it feels like. But, you know, I don't have a luscious mane of, you know, full glorious hair. So it's fine and not great. And now that I use a CPAP mask, the mask has a strap that goes across the top of my head. And where it's at, it has kind of made like an indentation in my hair. It's changed the hair there because this thing pushes down on my head.
On your scalp.
Yeah, it's on my scalp. And so it has changed like the way that the hair lays, you know. I mean, it's just just has changed. So I hate that. I hate that. And
that's the first thing you see when you look.
It is. Yeah, when, like, I get up. And,
that one spot right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, totally. Even get out of the shower and I'm doing my hair, there it is. You know, it's like, ugh. And I feel like I'm getting closer and closer to the point of just shaving my head. Feeling like, you know, maybe it's time to just do that and see if that's...
Yeah, you got a nice shaped head, though. I think it...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you keep it pretty short as it is.
Right, right. So it doesn't feel like it would be a big difference. Not
I mean, for you, probably, yes. Sure. But, like, outsiders wouldn't be like, oh, my God.
Right. He's bald.
What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, right, right. So.
But, yeah, that, I mean, that's a, yeah. I don't, what do I want to say? Not, like, giving up on your hair.
Sure. You know,
but, like, just, like, embracing the, like, okay, this is the reality of how things are. So, just, like.
Right. Here we are.
Yeah. Like, yeah. 10 years ago, if you would have done it, maybe it would have been more drastic. But it's, like, even my hair, I feel like it's thinning. Like, yeah. And I try to just sort of ignore it.
Right.
Like, let's just not look at that part right there, and we're just going to keep going.
Right, right. Yeah. And I think about, you know, like hair loss products. Do they actually work? Mm-hmm. Do I want to deal with that? Is that something I want to go through? I mean, you know, you see people getting like plugs and things like that. I'm not going that route. I don't care that much.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, if I was the... I like to say, if I was that Powerball winner that happened here in Oregon,
yes,
not everyone would know, but there'd be signs.
Yeah, right.
And maybe some hair plugs in there might be one of those signs.
Right.
Like, but no, it's not that important to me to be like,
sure,
I need to whatever from where, I don't know how that works. But.
And even though those are things that are issues for me. It's not something where every day or every time I see it, I'm mm-hmm. like, it's not something that like shuts me down mm-hmm. every time. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some times where it's worse than others, but you know, for the most part, I'm wearing a hat right now, but
mm-hmm.
You know, last week and over the weekend, good hair days.
Nice.
Felt good. And it's a lot harder to have good hair days when you've got fine mm-hmm. hair that mm-hmm. doesn't, you don't have volume. So it's not like,
yeah.
you know, so yeah. So I just, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it's a thing, but you know, it's kind of the price of doing business, and I'd rather be able to breathe when I'm sleeping at night.
Sure, sure.
So
that's important.
Yeah. So
not dying in your sleep is
right,
important.
Right. So, you know, you deal with it. And I think that if it were a bigger issue, then I would do something about it. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I may shave my head. I really have been thinking about it, you know, doing it this summer.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. To not have to worry have to, about it.
Yeah, I'm like, I need shorter beard, shorter hair,
because yeah.
I'm just warm all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about trying some of those hair, whatever, growth things, but
right.
yeah, I'm just like not sure. I'm like, you know, all the stories you hear about so many of the products, it's just like one more thing, and
sure.
it takes months for you to even really notice
right.
anything, and then I'm like,
yeah.
Spend all this money for a maybe.
That's the thing.
Or get really hairy palms. I don't know what happens.
Right, right.
That's what my fear is like my hands are going to get really hairy or something.
I'm still balding, but I have the hairiest hands.
I have the hairiest hands. Yep. I mean, there's probably someone. I mean, there is someone into that, but.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
But like, yeah, my body hair, whatever, is pretty light colored, so.
Yep.
Yeah,
that would stand out, especially mm-hmm. if the hair on your hand
was like dark. Like.
Right, exactly. the color of your beard hair.
What's wrong?
Hair on your head.
I'm just. What? Not cousin it. Was it cousin it?
Yeah,
or cousin it. Man or whatever. Yeah.
Yep. Either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah.
Like it'll grow in the places you don't want it.
Or right.
More
right.
ear hair
yep.
or something.
A unibrow. You know. Mm. Yep. Forehead hair. Yeah, I know.
I'll have a two head, not a forehead.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I yep. mean. I don't yep. know. That's not going to happen. But
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I think about.
Because
like anytime you like color your hair, do whatever, they're like wash it off or whatever, or yep. the self tan or stuff. Like you got to wash it off your hands because
right,
it's going to make your hands all crazy looking.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, if I'm putting this stuff and you got to like massage it in or whatever, and then.
That reminds me, I saw this video a couple days ago, and it was this guy, he was in a boat out in the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and somehow, I guess, came into contact with a squid, and so he got inked, and he had the squid ink, mm. and he's like, I don't know if he had a GoPro on or something, but he's like rubbing this squid ink all over his hands and his arms, don't know why. At that point, I didn't have the volume up.
He's purposely like rubbing it in.
He's rubbing it in, covering his arms and mm. you know his hands and all this.
Okay.
And
all right.
I don't know. I can't remember now if it was like, did he think that it was like something that was good for the skin or what the deal was? And so he's doing all this and he's rubbing it in. Then you can tell that he's feeling proud of himself for whatever he had done. And then the next
cut
scene,
to, like days later.
Yes, cut to days later. He's in his car. With the same
mm-hmm.
squid ink black arms and hands,
yeah.
showing that that's
I can't imagine
what
that,
it does.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. So the moral of the story there is don't play with squid ink.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, or hair product, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah. We should drink our drinks.
Sure.
It's been a while.
What are you drinking?
So
I saw you actually brought like a beer beverage, maybe.
Yeah, I did. I did. So I'm keeping it light.
Mm.
You know, still kind of getting past the cold and all that. And I just felt like I haven't really had much beer lately.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought a Big Wave from Kona Brewing in Hawaii.
I like those.
Yeah. Very easy drinking. Liquid Aloha, it says. Yeah, it's very easy drinking, very flavorful, you know.
I think we've probably had that on one of the many episodes of Heavy Conversation. You can check back, and you can probably even find it on our Untapped list. We haven't been doing that very much.
Oh, I know.
But I know it's on there at some point.
Yep.
Which one was that? Kona.
Kona Big Wave. Big Wave. Yeah. Is it a lager? I guess. Oops. Tastes like a lager.
Big Wave Golden Ale, blonde golden.
There we go.
I have not, but nine of my friends have. Hey. Bruce.
Yes.
Was this from today, March 8th, 2024? Nope, we're in April. January 20th,
2024? Yes.
You've had that quite a few times.
I've had a few of them in the fridge. It's like,
and then this time, and then.
Yes.
In 2020, and no. So, yeah, you can check back some of our ratings on Untappd, untappd.com, yep. Or the app is what I use normally. See some of our reviews. I am doing a CBD beverage from Rogue Brewery here in the Portland area. The Passion Fruit Blueberry.
Nice.
Gluten-free, 30 calories, you know, all the good stuff. 30 milligrams of CBD.
Right.
Yeah, I've been trying a little bit of everything for some pain management lately. So, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything all at once. Maybe that'll help. But
hey, there we go.
Yeah, it was, and I love these different CBD drinks. They're fun. They're refreshing. You know, you don't get high. You just get calmer or whatever. I normally like ones that have a little bit of caffeine in it. So not just the seltzer. This is a seltzer water. So there's other ones that have like black tea. They're like a tea with the CBD.
Ooh, nice.
So it's like, because I don't want it, if you drink them during the day, they're like calming, and I don't want it to put me to sleep or whatever, but it doesn't affect me quite that bad. But what was I going to say? Oh, with the pain management things. So yeah, I've been eating edibles, I've been popping all kinds of ibuprofen and whatevers.
So, oh, yeah.
All the different things. All I was like, maybe just do them all.
Just everything together.
What does that do? How does that feel?
Right. Does it work?
Yeah. It says not to drink. Maybe I should drink more, too. Let's try that one.
We'll see. Maybe they're wrong.
Maybe they're wrong and my liver won't explode.
There we go. Yeah.
Just make the pain go away.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. There was one night, because I've been trying to do all the stretching, that some of the different stretches that, you know, all these so-called experts tell you to do on the TikToks and whatnots.
Yes.
But yeah, sometimes it'll make it even angrier and was very painful. Ooh. And like one night I was like, I can't even lay down.
Oh, wow.
And not being pain. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I was like, nope, not that way. Yeah. Oh, nope, not that way.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, please. And then I'm like, put the pillow under here and do this. Okay.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Find a awkward position and everything's great. And now I got to pee.
Hey, right.
God damn it. Wonderful. I finally found a comfy spot. Now I have to pee and I have to try to get up. So, yeah, I was feeling the woe is me for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're on the mend?
I do. Like even sitting here is fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be like in pain.
Right.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the stretching and the walking it out, you know, pushing it a little bit has gotten, I was like, okay, I probably do still, I should go see a doctor and just like get an MR, whatever they need to do.
Right.
Some sort of scan to see if there's a disc issue or whatever or something.
Right.
But I'm not dying. So, or feel like I'm dying.
Sure.
You know how that goes. But
I do.
Or at least for me, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not dying, so I'm good.
So I don't need to go.
I don't need to go to the doctor. I'm fine now.
Right. Right. Yeah. Especially if you're starting to feel marginally better, it's like, I really need to go?
I couldn't get anything even reasonably like within the month. So I was like, well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The other problem.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't even get in to see the doctor. So
yeah.
Just kill me now because this hurts.
Right.
I might go get a massage to try to just kind of work through all the rest of this muscle tightness and whatnot. Chiropractors sort of scare me, so I don't know that I'll
Oh, yeah, sure.
I was having a big conversation with a couple different friends about chiropractors. And some of them, they're like, they're not all the bone cracky things.
Right.
They're not all about like slamming you into the table and cracking your bones. Because I was like, that's all I ever see videos of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that part scares me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm like, I know they're trained, but it's still sort of a Eastern medicine type thing, and I don't know how regulated it is, and so some of it's a little
so
wishy-washy for me.
So this girl that I went to high school with married a sumo wrestler, and they live in St. Louis, Missouri, and I happened to see on Facebook or Instagram, one of those, a video of him at a chiropractor where he's like sitting up, and this chiropractor who is, you know,
it's a little guy,
little guy who climbs around a lot.
Yep.
Is like grabbing around like the sumo wrestler's arm, and like he's like grabbing,
he's like standing over the top of him on the, yeah,
right, probably, the elbow, and he like pulls it back, and he's doing all these different things. It was actually really interesting. I was like, I bet that feels really good, actually.
They look like, yeah, and they're like, oh my God, that felt, I was like,
yeah.
I mean, every once in a while when I like stretch and it, like my back will pop or something, I'm right, like, oh, okay, that does feel good. But I'm like,
you'd have to find like the right, like a chiropractor that is used to dealing with bigger bodies, you know, or that would,
yeah,
be cool. It's going to
be
that,
a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, or even like, you know, I don't know, a massage therapist, if you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had a couple massages in my life, and, you know.
I love getting massages, and yeah, it's been a while since I've done anything. Like, you know, I haven't done anything since pandemic started, so I got to get back into that habit, because it's amazing.
So I wasn't sure. The very first time that I had a massage was also the very first time I ever went on a cruise.
Mm.
And so it was like 2004, and I basically had the opportunity to take this cruise, and person I was dating at the time was not willing to leave town. Did not want to go anywhere.
Bye.
It was basically like, if you go on this trip, then I'll be gone when
I'm
you
breaking
get back
up with you.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, bye.
And so I went on the trip, and
yeah, right.
Yeah. And it was amazing. And so I went on this cruise by myself, okay, and it was just me.
Yeah.
And it went, down to Key West. It went to Cozumel, Grand Cayman, Honduras.
Ooh.
It was amazing. It was phenomenal. Just such a great thing to do. And so, you know, I'm taking advantage of all the amenities.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot because, you know, 24 on a cruise by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what do you do? This is what you do.
Okay.
I smoked a Cohiba cigar and got so sick. And it was like one of the nights where the waves were really rolling. Mm, and so it was just the worst thing. And I'm laying in this bed and I'm just like, I've made a terrible mistake. But I decided one day to go and get a massage. And so I go in, and the lady is there, and she's like, okay, well, you know, disrobe and lay down. And I wasn't sure, like, how much do you disrobe for this? What do you, you know, do you get butt naked here? Do you, you know, leaving shorts on? And so I opted for the shorts because I didn't want, you know, I didn't want her to come back in and be like, what are you doing, sir?
Excuse me. It's not that kind of thing.
Right. So it was, and it was really awkward. I was kind of at a weird place where it was like, you know, is this, you know, is she used to massaging bigger people?
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, of course she is.
She's
it's
in
a cruise.
Yeah, there's lots of big bodies on those cruises.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about that at the time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, just look around at the cruise. And
yeah. So it was a really weird, awkward kind of thing. So I didn't do it again for a long time until...
But was it good, or was it just awkward the whole time?
I think it was okay. Because
you were like tense. And...
It wasn't good enough that I went back to do it again.
Okay.
So I didn't get another massage until, man, I want to say 2018 or 19 in Palm Springs.
Hmm.
Sean and I, my wife, we went to Palm Springs for a getaway for like a week, and decided to get, they did like the couples massage thing. Yeah. And it was great. It was amazing. Mm. It was a lot, you know, it was very, very like calming and comfortable. It felt great after it was done, all of that. But I haven't gotten one here, you know, and I'm like, I feel like you got to find the right person. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not that.
I mean, is it just pretty easy? You just kind of go wherever?
I mean, I don't care. Mm. I've gotten enough of them. Now, I've gotten a couple weird ones.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay, why are you walking on me? What are we doing? What's happening right now? I was like, nah, okay, I don't like that kind of massage.
Oh, man.
The walking on my back. I was like, can we not do that part? Because I don't like that.
That's amazing. You go in not expecting this. Well,
yeah,
because
there's so many different kinds of massage.
Sure.
And then, I don't know, I wasn't paying that close attention. I'm like, massage.
Yeah. Yes.
And then, like, she's standing, like, yeah, I was like,
standing on you.
What is happening? Yeah. Oh, and because I was like, okay, maybe this will be, and I was like, no, I don't like this. So then I tensed up, and then it was like uncomfortable.
Oh, man.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
Wow.
I don't like that kind.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just normal, whatever, like Swedish, deep tissue, whatever.
Right.
I'm like, because you got to get in there.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like, don't just floof around. I'm like,
right.
What are you doing? I can't feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, the second one that I got, they really...
Like, it's got to
hurt.
The guy
got in there. He was like...
Like, use your elbow.
Yeah. He got in deep, and there were times where it hurt.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it supposed to be like this?
Yes. Yeah. You got to breathe through it and
yeah.
Let out that tension.
It was great once it was over. I was like, wow, I didn't think this would be good.
If you're not dizzy and lightheaded, it's not... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well,
yeah.
I am... Now I want to go get another one. I'm ready. I'm ready. All this talk.
I know. It's fun... Well, funny. Like, people are like, oh, I'll give you a massage. I'm like, no.
No, 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 no.
I want someone that knows what they're doing.
Right, right.
That isn't going to pull my hair off my body when they're trying to rub me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's actually going to, I'm like, no, you got to, like, get in there because you're doing literally tickling. No, I don't know.
Yeah, but right, right.
I appreciate the offer, but I want a professional to.
Right. You need somebody who knows what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The one thing the only place is my feet. I'm not, like, the foot rubs are good, but, like, can you just leave my toes alone? I just have to tell them.
Yeah.
I'm like, feet are fine, toes, no.
Right.
Because I don't think I'll kick you. I just don't like it.
Right.
That's why I haven't had a pedicure. Because I know they got to touch my toes for that, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, self-care, important.
It is very, very, very important.
And absolutely. I've been sort of realizing that, kind of back to the main point of, like, taking care of yourself, body image. I'm like, okay, yep. I need to...
Got
to
do it.
I need to get into the gym.
Yep.
Start doing something, some core things.
Sure.
I know it's going to help everything. My high blood pressure, my not sleeping, my... You know, all the things.
That's the thing is, yeah, it's not like just movement and exercise and activity makes such a difference.
Yeah.
Like in my mindset, I find that I can think better. I can think more clearly when I'm more active. That makes a big difference. And it's kind of just also time to process your thoughts, which we need, and I don't think we always
good
get.
Sometimes good or bad, yes.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want to think about it more.
Sure. Yeah.
I just find
like I'm a more constructive thinker when I'm active, like especially if I'm out on my bike or whatever.
Yeah, I do that more if I go on a walk. Like the other day, when I was finally kind of getting better, I was like, I just need to get out of the house.
Right.
Go for a walk. And it was like, it was a beautiful day here in Portland.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like Saturday or I don't know what day it was. Walked around downtown, got some coffee, and I was just like thinking through things and it felt great.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I do my thinking and processing of whatever's going on, you know, an issue or just a whatever.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk. Sometimes it was like go for a drive or something, but
sure.
The walk part is a little bit better because it does feels like it sort of clears my head a little bit more.
Yeah.
Gets the blood flowing and
yep.
gets the juices going.
Yep, definitely.
The juices. That's
the juices.
Sorry.
See, yes. On that happy note, I was nominated for a full figured industry award.
What?
So, last episode that we did, I told my pants. Explosion story.
You almost lost your pants on stage.
Yeah. From last year. So, so the full figured industry awards, we won Heavy Conversation 2 years ago for best podcast.
You're listening to an award winning podcast.
That's
if
right.
If you didn't know it from all this.
Yes.
All this.
This talk and coughing and sputtering and whatever else is happening here.
And delays in episodes.
Yes. Yes. Award winning. So then last year I actually won for Outstanding Blogger. Like I won the whole thing. Went to the show and almost lost my pants. It was great.
Sounds like a good weekend.
Yes. Yeah, right. Not half bad.
Won an award, almost lost my pants.
I know. Not half bad.
Not half bad.
So, I was nominated and am one of the semi-finalists. So they go through stages. So they start with the semi-finalists. They narrow that down, go from there. So
do we vote for you?
We vote. Okay, yes. Yep.
Anyone can vote?
Yes. So anyone can vote. The voting actually might be done by the time this episode comes out. So if you voted for me, thank you.
Go try and vote. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Maybe you can do a writing campaign, just bombard them with emails.
Yeah.
And social media, slide into their DMs.
That's right. It's the cheesiest thing to say because everybody always says it, but it's cool to get nominated. I appreciate
cooler to win.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I'm telling you, man, I did not expect last year to win. I really did not. And so I definitely didn't expect to get, nominated this year. So,
well, guess what?
Yeah, here we are. So
I didn't get nominated for anything.
Well, there's always next year.
I don't know what I'd be nominated for. I don't, because it's like influencers, models, photographers.
So
like more industry.
Yeah, it's definitely people. Industry stuff. Designers, stylists, Silver Fox.
Not quite yet.
Podcast plus model, photographer, makeup artist, entertainer, blogger plus model, big and tall model of the year. Content creator of the year, best boutique semifinalists. So there's a lot of there are a lot of categories. Let's see who we've got on the big and tall model of the year. Let's see, Brandon Madden, Cameron Boyland, Desmond Scott, Kyle Andrew, who won last year and delivered an amazing speech. Let's see, Kyle Kelly, Nick Darden, Alex Frankel, Andre Ramon, Stephen Bryant. So,
Jesus, I have a lot of... Oh, this is the...
Big and tall model.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. There...
The semifinal things.
Yeah. So, it'll be narrowed down from here. So, But for Blogger, in addition to Chubster, there's A Thick Girl's Closet, Cultured Curves, who was up for it last year as well, Curvy Girl on the Run, For All Bodies Show, Shapely Events, and Style Over Size. So, whether you vote for, or I guess whether you voted for Chubster or any of the other ones, vote. It's great that there is an award, an organization like this that's doing this thing, recognizing the good work that's being done out there. And there's a lot of good work.
Absolutely.
So, it's definitely worth checking out. You can vote if you're still able to vote by the time this is out.
It says vote April 8th through the 12th. I have no idea. It's like the 11th today, isn't it?
Then no. it's the 10th.
It's the 10th today. Yeah. Sorry, y'all.
So, but you can check out the website, theffias.com. The FFIAs is what the Full Figured Industry Awards, that's what they call it. So thefias.com/voting2024. Yeah. So just go to the website, check it out, and you'll see. Beep, beep, beep. Yep.
Well, so, congrats on your semi-finalist nomination thing.
Yes. So
whatever we're calling it, sorry. Yeah.
So there we go.
Nice.
There we go. The only other thing that I've got is the Chubster shop. Actually, all of Chubster.com has been updated. Kind of got a redesign, a refresh, but in the last few months. But the shop just got a recent update to make it a little easier to find things. Okay. It looks good. I'm if I do say so myself. You know, there's always more work to be done. It's like,
right.
If you have a website, I mean, you know this, there's always more that there's something you look at and you're like, you know, so it's a constant thing, but, I'm really happy with, how the site looks right now. Lots of good stuff over there that, you can buy if you need clothes of any type.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so check it out. Just added Johnny Big to the shop, so there's a bunch of stuff there. I think they go to 8X, if mm-hmm. I recall something correctly. Like, yeah, so definitely worth taking a look at. You know, the categories are broken down a little in a way that makes a little more sense. So you can kind of get in and click through, find those things. There's also deals. So, big and tall deals up to 80% off because people like deals. So there we go.
We like a good deal.
Yep. Yeah, you can shop by brand. So there are selected brands in there. I see Under Armour, DXL, Bearskin. Yes.
What?
Yep. Brick, Indochino, there's a lot in there to take a look at. So, you know, and then, it kind of breaks down some different things. So check it out. Yeah. It's really good. I wanted to make something that was just easy to get around and, offered a lot more. So, yeah.
Nice.
Check it out and see.
Yeah. And, make sure you go check out bearskin.com. Got lots of, we talked about the swimwear that we launched.
Yes.
This year. It's doing really well. Super excited about it, so go grab a pair before they're gone.
Definitely.
Lots of underwear deals going on too, so
yeah,
check us out.
Perfect. Well, there we go, Jody.
Now I'm shopping for shorts on here.
Yep, it pulls you in. Mm-hmm. Sucks you in. Yep.
Well, thanks, Bruce, thanks for coming into the studio.
Yeah I'm feeling like, you know, hopefully I'll be totally over this cough by next week.
Whatever.
You know, hey,
it'll be something.
What can you do?
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Heavy Conversation. Be sure to like and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your
podcasts.